This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 20 March 2020. Well, I'm going to be doing a little bit different something this week for everyone, but first a bit of market commentary. And that is, I'm looking for lower targets on the Dow. Dow basis, the weekly, not the daily, is still pretty much in a free fall. The potential downside targets remaining somewhere between 18,000 and 15,000. If you draw an uptrend line from the 2009 bottom, you will find that it's broken that uptrend line. It's from the bottom of 2009, intersected at the bottom of 2016. Doesn't even come close to touching the December last year. Huge sell-off that scared the heck out of everybody, so the Fed did an about-face. So those 2 points are what I'm talking about. Any basic technician with a pencil and ruler can figure it out. Point being is we've broken uptrend support for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years. So that's very significant. And you could confirm that doing the same exercise on the S&P 500. And if you do it there, you're going to actually touch about three places. I would stand aside. I think very strongly that a paradigm shift is taking effect, which means that many investors will come back. And just like the generals of old, they're always fighting the last war. Many investors will invest in the last bull market, which means stocks. And there will be some opportunities there. But the paradigm shift is money goes up, stocks go down, meaning gold. Gold and silver, the miners, will be going up over time, long-term trend change, and stocks overall will be grinding lower. Not to say that we couldn't see 18-something on the Dow and it pops all the way back up to 25 or something. I doubt it's going to 28 or anything close to that, but time will tell. So enough on the stocks. Lots of inquiries about how do I buy silver now that it's so cheap near the spot price. And so on the screen, you can see a URL that I have called preciousmetalsavingsprogram.com. That's one place you can go and it gives you an overview. So I suggest you go there. And a couple points before I change the screen. This program buys silver, not manufactured silver. So it's just like the toilet paper shortage. There is no shortage of trees. There's a manufacturing problem because there's been so much a run on toilet paper. So the manufacturers have to increase production to fill the marketplace. Same thing in the silver market happened in 2008. We got these extraordinarily large premiums on finished product, or what I call retail product, government minted coins, silver rounds, silver bars from, you know, 1 ounce wafers to 10 ounce to 100 ounce. All that stuff had a huge premium on it. We're seeing the exact same thing again today. But silver is derived, is priced in the derivatives market, which means the COMEX primarily. And can you buy silver at spot? And the answer is yes and no. Yes, you can buy it very close to that if you buy it off the exchange. There are some fees involved to lock in the price and do some paperwork. And then, of course, there's a cost to box it and transport it. So if you buy it at $12, if that's the exact spot price, you're probably going to pay $12.50. It varies. And that means you've got it absolutely locked in at the lowest possible price. And what you're buying is a commercial bar or bars. That's what you're buying. That's silver. That's what you're quoted every day. You're not quoted silver eagles or silver maples or silver rounds or silver 100-ounce bars. You're quoted silver. So when you engage in this program, you are buying silver. So you could, in reality, not in theory, take your silver at pretty darn close to spot and take delivery of it. But remember, you'd be buying 1,000 ounces. And if that's what you want to do, this is a good way to do it. If you decide you want to cash out in silver eagles, then you're going to pay a premium just like everybody else does. And that is when you check out. In other words, you're buying silver at spot because you're buying a piece of a bar or a whole bar or many bars. And then if you cash out in Silver Eagles right now, the premium is about $350, $325 to the wholesale side. And many dealers are marking it up well beyond that. In normal times, it's about $225, $250. And the dealer marks it up what he can get, you know, what the market will bear. You see $125. So I think it's a great opportunity to lock in the silver price and then decide later, not now. You don't want to cash out now because the premiums are so high, but you can lock in silver at spot, and you can take delivery of it later on when the premiums come back to normal. Unfortunately, unfortunately, this program is only available to people in the United States and people in Canada. So if you're listening to this in other parts of the world and you have a friend in Canada or a friend in the United States, you might have them set up an account and work something through them with them for them, however you want to do it. But that's just the way it is. Click that. And when you click that, you get here. It says start right here. You click that. And then you set up your email, a username, a password. And then you create an account after you've read the terms and conditions, and you can buy silver at spot. No, but very, very close to that. So you're not going to be getting ripped off. Cashing out is a different thing, as I've explained. You're going to pay a premium like everybody else. Every place else you'll buy, you're going to pay a premium over the cost of a commercial bar, and they are reasonable here. And you just want to wait. You don't want to do it right now because the premiums are so high. So we're not having a silver shortage. We're having a silver retail shortage, just like the toilet paper analogy I gave you a moment ago. Okay, I want to show everyone the gold-silver ratio. This goes back. This is a 300-year chart. This is from my friend Nick Laird in Australia. And you can see, as I've said on many of these recent updates, and this is a speech I've been giving, this is just a very small part of it, but that the gold silver ratio really has never been above 20 for like 5,000 years. And it's only been during the demonetization of the crime of 1873, which is approximately right there, where the gold silver ratio took off. You got it 40 to 1 for several years, as you can see, and it's hit 100 to 1 here. It's hit 100 to 1 here. I'm going to cheat a little bit. And now we've been to about 120 to 1, which is the first time in 300 years. So I think this is probably it. Could go to 130 or more. Yeah, probably. I think this is it, or close enough to definitely, if you overweighted gold, you'd want to trade some for silver, in my view. And if you want to buy silver on the cheap, you can do what I'm outlining. Just go to @SilverGuru22 and click that link to the silver program that I'm talking about. And notice that these peaks don't last very long. They come back down, and I think that's going to happen again. So that's about it for this week's weekly perspective. Remember to come to themorganreport.com, get on our free email list over here on the right. All I need is a first name and a primary email address. You hit the join our free newsletter, and you'll have to verify it's really you. We did outperform the S&P a great deal. Right now, as I'm doing this recording on the 20th of March, I've told everyone to put everything on hold, with the exception of our speculations, which is bet a little to win a lot, or money you can afford to lose. And we have two situations. One's the electronic waste company that I've been talking about for years. They do recycle gold, and it's better than any gold miner out there by a long shot. And the parent company, which has spun off that company, has just endorsed a situation where they will be able to recycle the PGMs, the platinum group metals, from catalytic converters. And what's interesting about this is that the projected forward-looking, I own the stock so I'm biased, situation is that they will generate, when the plant is fully operating, $120 million in gross revenues. And the whole microcap stock is at $40 million right now. So think about that. Is $250 million net profit? No, it's not. But there's a lot of net profit in that. And the whole company is right now $40 million. And you're talking $250 million. So that's an opportunity to, you know, reach the guys that bought palladium at $500 and watch it go to $2,500. I think that this company has the potential no guarantee to do something like that. So those are the only ones that I'm giving out. If you want to know more about it and you're on our free list, I think we're going to have a replay on the video that gives you the name of the company, and I talk directly to the CEO. Look for that in your inbox. We'll be putting that out to you once a week or so for a while if you're interested. And until next week, remember, there is nothing more powerful than the truth. And we could sure use a lot of that now. See you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.